funds had never raised or received $1 million until a bequest from George Pearsall. George Pearsall was a man from DeLand who, when he died, left $1,200,000 to Rollins. Now, here's the story quickly. And it's a story I've told often. George Pearsall lived in DeLand. His wife had gone to Stetson. He was a modest man who had retired, but he had had a hobby of investing, and he had invested, obviously, in a very canny way, and had quite a portfolio. He also had an interest in probability theory, kind of wacky interest in probability theory. And he went to the math department at Stetson and said, "Excuse me, I hate to bother you, but I'm interested in probability theory. I wonder if there's somebody here I could talk to a little bit about. I'd like to read more." And the secretary said, "Well, Professor Johnson would be the person to talk to. His office is down the hall. I'm not sure he's there, but let me make an appointment for you to see him tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So Mr. Pearsall came back the next day at 1 o'clock. Mr. Johnson never showed up. He said, "Well, I must have gotten it wrong." So he went back and made an appointment for the following week, Tuesday at 3 o'clock. He got there at 3 o'clock. Mr. Johnson's door was open. He was talking to a colleague, and Mr. Pearsall said, "Sorry to interrupt." He said, "I can't see you now. I'm too busy. I've got to do this. So you come back later." And so he made another appointment, and he came back. A few days later, the door was closed. Mr. Johnson was there, Professor Johnson. And Mr. Pearsall said, "You know, there's another college I've heard of down the road in Winter Park, Rollins. I've never been there." But he drove down to Rollins, went in to ask where the math department was, Bush Science Building, went into the Bush Science Building, went down the hall. There's a door open. A faculty member, Sandy Skidmore, was sitting there. And said, "I'm terribly sorry to bother you, Mike. My name's George Pearsall. I live in the land. I've got interested in probability theory, and I just was trying to get some advice about some books to read." And she said, "Oh, I'm very interested in that, too. Come on in." They sat down. They had this wonderful conversation. And as she talked about probability, it turned out that he was interested in ESP and such matters. And she said, "Well, my colleague Hoyt Edge in the philosophy department, very interested in ESP and so on. Let's walk down, let me have you meet him." So she walks George Pearsall down to the French House. They meet Hoyt Edge. He and Hoyt hit it off. Hoyt's father had taught at Stetson, and so Hoyt knew the land. The next year, out of the blue, Mr. Pearsall sent a contribution of $5,000 to support research in parapsychology, and did that for several years. And became more interested in Rollins. And when he died, he left $1 million.